This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The key is chemistry for FMC as they strive to bring new and better crop solutions to farmers. FMC's Ryan Carter-Locke says every dollar spent in their R&D pipeline is devoted to bringing new solutions so farmers have the freedom to really do what works best for the issues they're facing.
We're very excited, and I'm personally excited. It's been phenomenal to come and see what's happening. I've always had a lot of respect for FMC as a partner in the industry with the other organizations that I've been with, but to see the pipeline, the technology that we're going to be bringing over the next 5 years, we're going to actually launch a new brand, at least a new brand, every year for the next 7 years, and that's really unparalleled. We've won several awards for our R&D pipelines, both on the biological and the traditional crop protection side.
But as to when this gets started, Locke says,
it's actually already started. Lucento was our new fungicide that we launched last year, and we've had a phenomenal acceptance of that new brand. FMC wasn't traditionally thought to be a fungicide company, and we've shown that that's not true.
And so what's next for FMC?
A little too early to talk in too many specifics, but what we're really most excited about is in 2023, we will launch the first new mode of action herbicide broad spectrum that we've seen in 30 years. That is revolutionary.
To learn more, Locke says visit their website at fmcagus.com.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.